Hello. Welcome to Honoring 2023, preceding the year 2024. I've already filmed one of these, and I realized that I was carrying a little bit of fear, around talking about the past with you. And I decided to start over so that we could begin together by just noticing and being with any feelings that are present and just letting them be in the room with us, because that's a big part of what we do, what I'm going to be guiding you into for honoring the prior year. So before we begin, I just want to lead us through a noticing exercise, just running through, taking some deep breaths. You might wish to put a hand on your heart. Inviting you to tune into your physical body. Checking in as you feel into this business of honoring 2023. What is present? And just taking some deep breaths to honor how your body's doing. Letting your body be with however it wants to be. Facing the idea of looking back at the last year. Saying hello to anything that you notice in the body and breathing some love and compassion there. Saying hello now with some deep breaths to your emotional body, to your feeling body. Let any feelings that you have about looking back at the prior year say hello to you. Well, hello, feelings. Allowing yourself to notice and name whatever feelings just are here. And this is not a problem. Sending love and compassion to those feelings that emerged to say hi, and now taking some deep breaths, allowing yourself to notice any mental processes, thoughts, questions, concerns, conversations that may be up for you as you feel into or think about having to look back at 2023. What kinds of thoughts come up? Say hello, thoughts. All are welcome. Sending any love and compassion to thoughts, mental processes that might desire that. This is not a problem. Taking some deep breaths in and out. And now saying hello to yourself at a spirit level. And notice how your spirit's doing. How your spirit is orienting to the idea of honoring 2023. Saying, I see you, Spirit. Hello, Spirit. Sending love and compassion to your spirit. And just taking a few more deep breaths. So now you can think about that as like an inventory of just, oh, this is what comes up for me as I'm thinking about doing an honoring of the last year. This is what comes up for me as I orient toward honoring 2023 and letting that just be information. Like, oh, that's my information. Now I'm aware. I'm with the evidence. And this is important because to me, I feel that being with the evidence of our lives is like a really brave and loving and alive orientation. To be with the evidence is to be with what is. And it's really difficult to change what is unless you can be with what is already. And so much of looking back at the past is being with evidence and being with what has been. And this is not always comfortable, you know? So if you're here and you're sitting with me right now, I say, I see you and I celebrate you. And this is very brave and very self-loving. Let me bring on my slideshow that I have to guide us. Honoring 2023. All right. So for me, really at the heart of this is cultivating a loving, honest, compassionate relationship to your past self. And I have found it to be true that the way we feel about ourselves from the past, the ways we feel about the past self, whether we're referring to like a global, like all of me, all of my past, or whether we're referring specifically to a band of time, like my past self from senior year of high school, or my past self from 2023, that cultivating a more loving and honest, compassionate relationship to the past self is really crucial to cultivating a loving, honest, compassionate relationship to your present self and to your future self. Which are the selves that we're ostensibly relating to when we're talking about goal setting and we're talking about our creative life and when we're talking about our dreams and when we're talking about participating in our life from a place of desire. To me, it's like we can't separate those things, present, future. We can't separate present, future from the past. And the past tends to be the one that's the thornier, spikier, heavier relationship. And so honoring 2023 is going to be a really, really important practice, set of practices, set of rituals, depending on how you want to engage with this material. The more you can orient towards honoring 2023 and really moving through it, the way I see it from like horticultural analogy, like metaphor, would be that you're really turning the soil to support you in planting something that's like has like more likelihood of thriving, you know. So I want to talk to you about relating to the past self. And the way I do it is through my specific positionality. It's through my relationship to astrology and esoteric traditions. It's related to my mysticism and my cosmology. And so what I'm offering here is a model that I would love to be a template that you can take what you like and leave the rest, you know, just really, gravitate towards what you just feel a resonance with. And you're like, yeah, that, and just ignore whatever doesn't resonate for you or doesn't feel like something that's going to match up with your cosmology, your beliefs, your preferences, and your orientations. So here at the outset, I really want you to hear me when I say that you are not doing this to work on yourself. You are not doing this to work on yourself. You're not doing this to work on yourself, okay? Like, this really needs to land, okay? Like, fuck working on yourself. That's not what we're doing here. This idea of working on yourself comes from a shame place that you have to fix yourself or change yourself, or that the way you are is a problem, that you should really work on that. Like, you should work on that. No. Everything that we're doing here is coming from a wild love place. It's coming from a place of like, you are so important. And for some of you, that may be like really hard to let sit. And for some of you, you're like, yeah, that's exactly right. There's no problem, however you orient toward hearing that now. But I would really love to just bring in this frequency of, this is all about love and how much your life matters. And that energy of like, I should do this to work on myself, really doesn't have a place here. You can even feel into right now, like, what is that energy of, I should really work on myself? I should really do this to work on myself. Notice what that energy is. And we're like clearing it. Like, take that type of energy, put it in an imaginary box in the corner of the room, and then send that box to the farthest edges of the universe. And rather, in its place, we're growing a fire of love here to orient towards aliveness and exciting participation. So something that I'd like to invite you into playing around with is that time is a story. We're going to have lots of words on time over our time together. But something that we've been very programmed into thinking about is that time is about accomplishing. And time is like a bunch of destinations where we feel like we accomplished or we didn't accomplish goals. And time just becomes like a linear line of just accomplishments or disappointments, successes and failures. And I'm inviting you to play around with the idea that this is not what time is at all, that that's a distortion and an illusion. It's a very effective spell on our perception because it feels believable. But actually, what if time is about how we tell stories about ourselves, to ourselves, and to each other? The time is very related to storytelling. And that storytelling is something that we can inhabit differently with the support of the planets. So one of the things that astrology does, I have found to be true, and this is a big part of what I do in emergence astrology, is inviting you to reframe your struggles, to reframe your struggles in the magical language. Magical language. The language of astrology, like all storytelling, like myth, like other types of symbolic language, such as the tarot, the language itself is like heightened and dilated. It is musical. It is, it sings. The language itself has a singing quality, and it invites us to bring our stories into it so that our stories have a more magical and musical quality about them that feels uplifting and inspiring and full of love and full of all feeling, frankly. So one of the things that I would be inviting you to do as you play around with feeling into the past is orienting towards how to change the story to give it a more magical or a more musical or a more expansive orientation to it, quality to it. From an emergence astrology perspective, I feel that you're always all of your past selves. They're always with you. And you're also always your present time self. And you're always already your future selves across multiple timelines and dimensions. This is a very mystical frame. It's a very, mysterious way of approaching time and approaching existence. You can play around with this idea that you are a multi-dimensional being, a multi-dimensional divine being who always, in any moment, has access to communicating with any one of your past selves, younger selves, while communicating with present time self, while also communicating with your future selves. Now I go into this is a lot here, and I go into this way deeper in some of my larger containers. Like, this wants more time. I know that. Like, this wants you to be in moon to moon or studying astrology with me. But for now, for the sake of seeding the year, I'm inviting you into playing around with the idea that you are a multi-dimensional being with access to communication lines across time and dimension. So that when you're looking back at your past self, you are creating a weaving. You are weaving through time to pa the past and talking to yourself across time. And we all have the capacity to do this. It's not for some people and not others. So this really requires that we hold paradox. Paradox is a favorite word for me. I'm inviting you to check out one of my recent podcast episodes, Paradox is a Pathway, or maybe I said the pathway. It was like November, I think. We can hold the paradox that the past is always present on the one hand. On the one hand, the past is always present. Like, we can't make it go away. It's here. All of your younger selves are in you now. And if you want to go there, past life selves are in you now. The past is always present. And there's no going back. This is true. Both are true to me. How does it feel for you? There's no going back. Like, this idea of going back to who you were. No. There, you, that is not possible. You are you now, emerging in present time. There is only emergence. So what is here now is only is only now. And the past was always present. This is why it's very helpful to have a past self practice. A past self practice is going to help you to be with the little parts of your past that are talking to you all the time. The parts of you that remember how you got hurt that last time. The past self that's remembering, like, oh, you shouldn't trust. The past self that's like, remember how you fucked it up before? Those parts of you are always going to be there. So past life practice, past self practice is what supports you in becoming aware that these past selves, they remember. They remember. when it hurt, you know? They remember when it was disappointing, and they remember when it was amazing. They remember all the things, and you're not them anymore. You are the you that's now in present time, whether it's present time end of 2023 or present time in 2026 on March 8th. You know, like there's only the present time where we're emerging, and you're not that person anymore. And because you're not that person anymore, it's really helpful to clear out what the younger self is remembering and projecting onto the present moment. Because maybe you are writing a new story, reframing your story in magical language. And from the present moment, where you may want to repattern and step into ways of being that you maybe haven't felt before or known before, having a past self practice, past life, past self practice is going to support you in holding the parts of you that are very afraid because they remember how it didn't work out before. And that's why we do it. We're protecting the present from the past self's fear of it, because the past is always present. But there's no going back because you're here now emerging with these new tools. So, something that can be really helpful as a framing device when you're feeling into looking back at the past and looking at the present is I would invite you into playing around with the idea that at a spirit level, you may be able to, like, let's say this, let's say at a spirit level, like high sky level, you could like understand how someone hurt you, for example. At a spirit level, you maybe understand like the greater story. Was that that's why you didn't get into that program. It's because there's this like larger thing going on where you weren't really supposed to be in that graduate program because you're supposed to be on a story that takes you to this other thing, you know? At a spirit level, you can understand that that there's something larger at play that's supporting you. Even when you don't like the outcome or like it doesn't feel good, what's happening. And at the same time, we're also experiencing our lives as humans. And at a human level, you're fucking pissed, you know, like at a human level, that hurt. That was horrible. That was horrible. At a human level, it felt like a gut punch. At a human level, it was devastating. And to me, it's really important not to shame the fact of our humanness, but we can like hold both, right? Like I can hold that I didn't get that thing I wanted because the truth is that wasn't really what was for me. And at a human level, I can honor that I really wanted it and it really hurt that people didn't think that I was worthy of it at the moment, you know? And the more you practice at a spirit level, I can see how da 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 da, or I can feel how, and at a human level, also this. You know, this allows you to be in more of your multidimensionality at once, which is an expansive way of being in relationship with yourself. And I would presume that that sounds yummy to you because this whole thing, seeding the year and astrology, is expansive. You know, it's about expanding capacity for what's possible. For you in your body, for you and your relationships, for you and your community, and for you and your planet. And so playing around, just tap, I'm just handing you this practice, tapping at like, can I look at it at a spirit level though? Like at a spirit level, I can see that that person did that because they are in pain. I can see that that was a trauma response or whatever. Fill it in. And at a human level, you can be like, but I can't have people in my life that treat me like that. And I'm going to put a boundary up with this person. It's going to have to be no contact. So in that sense, you're like seeing, you're seeing the world from the spirit level where everything's made of love and you have compassion for it. And you're honoring that a human level, it's important to set boundaries and have deal breakers around what is okay and not okay for engaging with us. So I hope that that feels supportive for you in your path as you engage with thinking about the past, like seeing episodes from 2023 from a spirit level. I can see this was going on. But at a human level, da 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 da, you know, and like allowing yourself to let both be true and both be part of your reality. It feels very expansive and it will become a tool that creates expansiveness generally, I have found to be true. So yeah, this idea of paradox is really at the heart of astrology. And here's another one that's going to be really big then, which is holding grief in one hand and wonder in the other. So, what I have found to be true is it's a very expansive way of relating to your life, my life, I have found, to really let myself be with this is like that human level. Being with my grief, my anger, my sorrow, my this is not okay, or that was really horrible, or I'm not like it is not okay that that's happening in this world. Sacred rage. Allowing yourself to feel all the body things, the feelings, the uncomfortable stuff, letting it churn through us. Like this is a huge part of being human, is we get to have all these feelings. We get to know what grief even is. And then let wonder exist in the other of just like amazement, wonder, love, beauty. Just like bleh, mind, heart blown open, spirit blown open. Just like, you know, just it's like, oh my gosh, the privilege of being alive. And that these don't cancel each other out, you know? Allowing your honoring 2023 to hold all the feelings that you may have about it and giving yourself the opportunity to feel those things as you look back and be with the grief in it, to be with it, with what remains of the anger, to let the feelings not be problems. As part of the processing and integration and clearing. And then at the same time, really allowing yourself to feel and celebrate and feel and let expand you everything that was so wondrous and beautiful and joyful and loving and amazing about your aliveness, letting it in. You are allowed to live in wonder. We're here to live in wonder. Being in the wonder side doesn't mean that you don't care about the things that you're angry about. It doesn't mean that you're abandoning your principles and your values. But holding both, I have found, allows that much more expansive towards possibilities. And seeking the year is most definitely a poss is about expanding possibilities. That's what we're doing here. So I think I have one more slide for you. I know that was it. So this is the first video. It's the intro video, and I'm inviting you now to go into the practices and into the invitations that I have for you, and like get dirty and messy doing stuff with it. Let it be playful, let it be joyful, let it be honest, let it be compassionate, let it be loving, let it be what it tells you it wants to be without you presuming you know in advance what it is. How about that? Thank you, thank you, thank you.